We continue talking about faith because it's so important in the book of Revelation. Of course, we are in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, which is called the Hall of Faith. Is it correctly called the Hall of Faith, or is there another ingredient that is actually more dominant in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter? When I was in grade school, I learned to diagram sentences. I learned that the simplest part of a sentence is the subject, the verb, and the predicate, or the object of the verb. And for instance, subject, verb, if you take that and apply it to the text that says, by faith, Noah built an ark, you would simply have Noah built an ark, or Noah built a boat. And notice that faith doesn't appear in the simplest part of that sentence. And so Hebrews 11 could actually be called the action chapter or the obedience chapter because it emphasizes what they did by obedience. Why did they do it? They did it because they had faith. Do I hear an amen out there? And so let's just look at the story of Noah, for instance. God told him there'd be 120 years. Meanwhile, he needed to build an ark because after 120 years, God was going to send a worldwide flood. Noah believed God by faith. There was a track record that he had with God. So Noah goes down to his favorite bank. He knew the manager well. He lived about almost 500 years. And so they had a good relationship. And the loan manager said, "What can I do for you, Noah?" And Noah sat down and he said, "Well, I want to build a boat and I need some money." And the loan manager took another look at him and said, "Noah, you need money to build a boat? Are you taking up fishing in your retirement?" Noah said, no, that's not what I mean. I mean a big boat, one that would carry lots of animals, lots of food and vegetation, lots of people." "Well, where are you going to float this boat, Noah? There's no massive lake around here or anywhere as far as I know." Noah said, "God told me there's going to be a worldwide flood." Well, the bank manager said, "I'll take it up with the organization here and we'll talk about it and we'll call you. By the way, Noah, don't call us, we'll call you." And of course, Noah knew exactly what that meant. So he went home and he began to sell things. He probably sold his property. He sold his most treasured possessions because he knew there would be a flood. And after 120 years of warning people and living a lifestyle that showed that he believed what he was teaching, a flood came. Now it's interesting that we have several examples of faith and salvation in the Bible. Salvation from the flood, salvation from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and what could have been salvation from destructive sin in the Garden of Eden. And if we look at all three of those, what was it that God asked to do in order to be saved? At the time of the flood, what did people have to do? That's right, they had to get in the ark. Now, is that difficult when you erase peer pressure and all those things? Is it difficult to walk up the ramp and get in the ark? No. What did they have to do to survive the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, they had to get out of Dodge. They had to get out of the city. They had to leave. Is that difficult? No. What did Adam and Eve have to do in order to stay in the Garden of Eden? Don't eat from how many trees? One tree. There were hundreds of beautiful trees with all kinds of fruit. There was only one tree that they were not supposed to go to or eat from. God never makes salvation difficult. So from all these stories, we discover that faith is very important and God doesn't make salvation difficult, but it always requires some act of obedience. And that obedience is not difficult. At the time of the flood, they just had to get in the ark. Why did so few get in the ark? Why was it that only one family got in the ark? Because they did not have faith. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" And that's the question I want to leave you with today. Faith, according to Jesus, will be a rare commodity when Jesus comes, just like it was at the time of Noah. Pastor Dennis, realitychecksseminars.com.